mean, it's fun. I mean, we get back out on the field. So, you know, I think in the offseason, nobody's really caught up on who's here, who's not here. It's really just about trying to get as many reps as you can, especially with a new offense, new defense. I think everybody's just eager to kind of get themselves familiarized with the new system. And, you know, it's been fun. We got a pretty good attendance, I think. And guys are here working really, really hard, and you know, we're starting off at a good point.
When you're watching from the defensive side of the ball, how do you think Carson threw the ball?
I hadn't watched it. You know, just got walked out the field. I hadn't watched a lot of the tape.
I mean, when you were on the field, did you kind of? Are you just worried about your assignments?
Oh, he's with the threes today, so I didn't really get to see him much. You know, but he's a young quarterback, so he's going to do young quarterback things for a while. You know, but nothing glaring today.
What about Sam?
I think it's up and down. You know, he can sling the ball, so he always makes good throws. I think we they try to fit some in some tight windows, and you know, we're good enough on the back end to make those plays.
How do you guys in this locker room view the stance that Sam took, and do you view him any differently now?
I mean, you know, one thing you learn about the NFL is it's a business, and you know, you don't take a lot of those moves personal. You know, whatever that situation was, it was personal to him. I know, you know, guys expressed to him that, you know, we want him here and we like him in the locker room. We think he's our starting quarterback this year. And that's all we can focus on. So we're just happy to have him back in the building, back throwing the ball, back leading the offense.
But that being said, you know, players sign contracts, other guys get drafted.
Players get traded. You know,
I mean,
so
why should it be any different for the quarterback position?
It is no different. I mean, just like a player can get cut before his contract is up, teams have no loyalty necessarily to their players. So, you know, when players make moves, it's all business. You know, we don't go ask, you know, why they cut somebody or why they trade somebody. So I won't ask somebody why they held out. All I can do is express that, you know, we wanted him in the building and, you know, he came back. So we're good to go.
Malcolm, what about from your standpoint and the other guys in the locker room, the idea of you're a team that, you know, didn't make the playoffs the last couple of years, came close, and you gave up a lot of draft picks to get a kid who, by according to the organization, if all goes well, won't play this year. Do any of you guys look at that and say, hey, there's some draft picks could have helped us this year, get us back to where we want to be?
Not really. I mean, I feel like everybody in the building probably feels like we should have been in the playoffs the last 2 years. We've got the guys to do it. You know, and like I said, that stuff is out of our control. I'm just happy they didn't draft a safety.
Now, how does your role change within a Jim Schwartz defense?
So far, not much. Yeah, I think it really is going to come down to what personnel we end up going with into the season, whether, you know, so when we get to our sub packages, is our fifth best defensive back a safety or a corner, and I think that'll dictate whether I play in the slot or not. So really right now, similar to what we did last year, I probably won't take any slots or spot or snaps in a nickel until the end of training camp, just so we can evaluate who those next best guys up are.
As you spent more time with Rodney since he's gotten here, what have you seen from him? What do you think he'll bring to the team?
I've seen, you know, I've watched him on tape before he even got here, and he's a young player that's very instinctual, very sudden and explosive out of the post as a deep player, and he's already making plays. He's also somebody who knows football, is pretty smart, can control his side of the field. So that actually, you know, frees me up. I don't have to control the whole defense. You got somebody else that's, you know, barking out orders too. So it's fun. I think so far, you know, it's been fun playing next to him. We're going to be a good tandem.
Have you talked to Fletcher Cox at all?
Not really. Very casual, but not necessarily.
So just there's nothing about what's going on with the team?
He's in group text, so as we text as a defense, he's in on the action.
Did he say he'll be back for the mandatory?
I don't know. We didn't ask him.
At what point do players separate the business side of it and the personal side of it? Like, at what point in your career did you learn that?
I think you learn it after year two. You know, when you see – you know, people from all walks of life, you see first-round draft picks get cut after 2 years. You see a revolving door each week. They're working out new guys. You see veterans that, you know, franchise players get cut. You realize really quickly that, you know, nobody's safe in this business. And that's what it is, a business. So, you know, you learn to deal with what you can deal with, what you have control over. And that's the guys in the locker room. That's what we do day in and day out. You know, and just understanding that every day we're being evaluated.